Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Text upon which we base our meditation is the gospel lesson we read before. Let us pray. O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, who dost preserve and care for your people in many special ways, we give you thanks for the coming of spring. Grant that we might hear and receive these blessings with thanksgiving and not be like the workers in our text who forgot the Lord and so fell under his judgment and anger. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I believe most of us probably can understand fairly well our text, especially the first part of the text. Especially, and the reason for that is probably most of us have either been a landlord or also a tenant, a renter, or maybe both of those at some point in our life. And so when we hear about the landlord here in our text sending his servant to, so to speak, collect the rent, we expect that the landlord expected that his servant would receive a good welcome and the people would gladly hand over the check for the rent for the month or for the year of the crop or the share of the crop. But then that's the twist of the parable. They don't do that. They beat him up, and they send him away empty-handed. So he is a patient person. He sends another servant, a couple of them, to collect the rent. And this time, I'm sure they had all sorts of excuses as to why they couldn't pay the rent on time and everything else, and they beat them up as well and sent them away. And a third time, he does the same thing. And then finally, he says, I'll send my son. They'll respect my son. But of course, as we hear, they didn't do that either. Instead, this time, they decided to kill him, get rid of him completely. And somehow or another, just how their warped mentality was, they thought if they killed the son, the heir, that they would inherit the farm. They would inherit the land. They wouldn't have to worry about paying rent anymore. And it's preposterous for us to even think that such a thing could happen. We know what would happen to us if you and I were the renter and the landlord came to collect the rent and we gave him all sorts of excuses as to why we couldn't pay. We would soon be out of the house. He wouldn't rent it to us anymore. But that's why this is a parable. It's a parable because while it's not what we would say a true-to-life story, Jesus makes it very clear that it is a true story. It's a true story because it tells about God and his dealings with his chosen people, the children of Israel. He had led them out of slavery in Egypt. Then later on, while he had sent them in bondage to Babylon to chastise them and discipline them for their sins so that they would repent of their sins, he leads them out of bondage in Babylon back to the promised land. But even then, the people time after time again forgot about God. They had all sorts of other things they could do instead of worshiping God. And so God sent them his prophets, Elijah and Elisha, and Isaiah, and Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, and all the others, Daniel, they all came to him. And each of them were rejected in one way or another and cast out. Prophets after prophets. They killed the prophets, shamefully treated them in many ways. But then we can see very clearly that picture of Israel. But now we need to go the next step. How are we doing in paying the rent to God? When God comes to us and asks for our prayers and our songs of praise and thanksgiving, are we there? Or do we sort of neglect him and instead make use of all those blessings that God gives to us? How many times haven't we, so to speak, said, I need to enjoy God's blessings that he has given to me? And so I can't worship this Sunday. I got to go fishing because that's one of the great blessings God has given us. Or I have to do this or that. Or, as we mentioned to the confirmation kids the other night, and it took a few of them a while to catch on, we attend that most popular church in the United States, the church which has the most famous pastor. And each of us has attended that church at one time or another in our life, and some of us do a regular job of it. The name of the church is St. Mattress with Pastor Pillow. That is the most popular one. And we use it as an excuse for not paying the rent, that I had a bad week. I need to catch up on my rest. I had a tough week. Things went wrong. I had troubles and problems, and I'm not feeling good, or whatever it might be. So we have the same thing as those children of Israel. We don't pay the rent. And God still loves us, just as he loved them. And we take that love of God sometimes for granted. We sort of say, God will forgive us. He knows I have these things in my life. He will forgive me. But we're not really repentant, because we turn around and do it again without any more thought. And so that's why God finally says to the children of Israel, he's going to call them to account. The cornerstone that they keep throwing back on the rock pile and casting away and thinking that that stone is no good, it's not important in building the church of God. He says that cornerstone is finally going to come, and it's going to fall on top of you and crush you and destroy you. Because at some time, God, the landlord, is going to come and demand the rent. And the rent that we owe to the cornerstone, Jesus Christ, the one who died to forgive us our sins. And God wants us not to have that cornerstone fall on us and crush us, but he wants instead that that cornerstone would be the one that lifts us up and gives us God's forgiveness and takes us to himself in heaven. And that cornerstone will lift us up if we repent of our sins, and if we turn to God and give him our praise and thanks. We obey that first commandment, to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. That's what Jesus is talking about in this whole parable. How are we doing with the first commandment of loving God with all of our heart, soul, and mind? And let's pray that we truly love God, that we truly repent of our sins, seek God's forgiveness, and trust in the cornerstone, Jesus Christ, for forgiveness, life, and salvation. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Service will continue as we bring our offerings to the Lord.